Once you have three steps for each of the four goals, complete the three actions in the Now column. Do it now. Each should be simple enough to do in 5 minutes or less. If not, ratchet it down. If it's the middle of the night and you can't call someone, do something else now, such as send an email and set the call for first thing tomorrow. If the next stage is some form of research, get in touch with someone who knows the answer instead of spending too much time in books or online, which can turn into paralysis by analysis. The best first step, the one I recommend, is finding someone who's done it and ask for advice on how to do the same. It's not hard. Other options include setting a meeting or phone call with a trainer, mentor, or salesperson to build momentum. Can you schedule a private class or a commitment that you'll feel bad about canceling? Use guilt to your advantage. Tomorrow becomes never. No matter how small the task, take the first step now. Comfort challenge. The most important actions are never comfortable. Fortunately, it is possible to condition yourself to discomfort and overcome it. I've trained myself to propose solutions instead of ask for them, to elicit desired responses instead of react, and to be assertive without burning bridges. To have an uncommon lifestyle, you need to develop the uncommon habit of making decisions, both for yourself and for others. From this chapter forward, I'll take you through progressively more uncomfortable exercises, simple and small. Some of the exercises will appear deceptively easy and even irrelevant, such as the next, until you try them. Look at it as a game and expect some butterflies and sweat. That's the whole point. For most of these exercises, the duration is 2 days. Mark the exercise of the day on your calendar so you don't forget, and don't attempt more than one comfort challenge at a time. Remember, there is a direct correlation between an increased sphere of comfort and getting what you want. Here we go. Learn to eye gaze. 2 days. My friend Michael Ellsberg invented a singles event called eye-gazing. It is similar to speed dating, but different in one fundamental respect. No speaking is permitted. It involves gazing into the eyes of each partner for 3 minutes at a time. If you go to such an event, it becomes clear how uncomfortable most people are doing this. For the next 2 days, practice gazing into the eyes of others, whether people you pass on the street or conversational partners, until they break contact. Hints. 1. Focus on one eye and be sure to blink occasionally so you don't look like a psychopath or get your ass kicked. 2. In conversation, maintain eye contact when you are speaking. It's easy to do while listening. 3. Practice with people bigger or more confident than yourself. If a passerby asks you what the hell you're staring at, just smile and respond, "Sorry about that. I thought you were an old friend of mine."